everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. This is the last thing I want to hear right now. It's 6:12, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful morning this morning, man.
Question for you.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me last night. Have you ever woken up at 3 in the morning on the couch looking at the ceiling like, how did I get here? And why is it 3 in the morning? And what year is it?
You just described my 20s, brother. That's it, man.
Dude, what? I got home last night. I don't even remember turning the TV on.
Yeah.
I was tired. I was definitely tired. But, dude, I must have passed out at like 7:30 or like 8 or something. I laid on that couch, and then I woke up, and I'm like, dude, it could be Wednesday. I really have no idea.
Was it booze-induced or just sickness-induced?
Really? I mean, dude, I had a few drinks yesterday. Yeah. We went golfing, but it was early.
Yeah.
You know, so, no, not really. I wasn't all boozed up, that's for sure. I was just tired, I think.
Because sometimes you do that boozed-up time travel where fall asleep at a weird time, and then you wake up. And usually it happens when you wake up and it's like dark and you just don't know, like, oh my God, what happened? Yeah.
Another question for you. So when you do that and your wife is in the bedroom sleeping, does it piss you off kind of? Why don't you wake me up?
Usually I go, all right, what did I do wrong in the last, you know, however many hours that caused me sleeping on the couch and her in the bedroom? That's usually what it is.
Break something. Did I piss anybody off? What did I do?
Just walk in and go, I'm sorry. I don't know yet what for, but I'm sure I will figure it out. I am sorry.
I time traveled last night. It was wild, dude.
Attaboy. Yeah. It's actually, we did have the baby. We had the baby 3 months ago and you just woke up. It's crazy. What? It's nuts, man.
Is she 18 yet? Giggity, giggity, giggity.
God, how dare you. on that horrible note, let's keep going with your WTF of the day for 6 a.m.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, this is fantastic. So a woman in Allentown, Pennsylvania is facing charges after she tried to hire a hitman to kill her husband. And even better, she asked if he could do a payment plan with her.
Oh, come on, dude.
Can you put this hit on layaway? Like, I'll just make a little, what's the interest rate on a hit for my husband?
For only $39 a month, you could have somebody killed.
Call now and we'll double the hit. 44-year-old Claudia Carrion met up with a guy on Thursday and agreed to pay $4,000 for the hit, but she didn't have it up front. So she asked if she could pay him in installments of $100 for 40 weeks.
Jeez,
the hitman agreed to it because it was actually an undercover cop. And once she paid the first $100 as a deposit, they arrested her. It turns out this wasn't the first time she tried and failed to hire a hitman. She told police that she tried once before, but that the hitman didn't work out either. She's facing, obviously, charges for criminal solicitation to commit homicide.
Hey, dude, it's not 1972 anymore, guys. You can't just keep walking around, hey, hitman, are you a hitman? Can't be typing into Google, hitman.
You know, here's the thing.
You can't do anything anymore without the government knowing. And that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. But how many there's been quite a few stories, more than I'd actually like to admit, I guess, that we've read about people trying to hire hitmans, and they're always undercover cops.
Yeah,
and I mean, I guess if the hitman is good, maybe we don't hear about it. But don't you think in this day and age, like you said, in 2021, I mean, are you really, is that a thing? Maybe I don't know enough, I guess, about hitmen
I mean, come on. Do you really think there's going to be like a yellow page ad for a hitman? I mean, where are you going? Where are you going to get? You might as well go right to the police station. Hey, you guys know of any hitmans in the area?
See, the key is, so your hitman job gets more views in the yellow pages. You got to do AAA hitman. AAA hitman, and then it'll be the first one layered up. It'll pop up first alphabetically. It's just weird to me that people would be like, oh, yeah, this is legit. I'm sure. I'm sure about this.
I think what you do what you did in Vegas. You go find a street pole that says legit hitman on it with a phone number.
If anybody's wondering what Hunter's referring to, one time in Vegas on a light pole, I saw legit Coke with a phone number. I'm like, well, it says legit Coke. It's got to be good
gotta
Coke,
be legit.
Right? Yeah. And underneath that was legit hitman, you know?
Yep. Gotta be legit, right?
A little flyer with little pull-off tabs with the hitman's number on it. Like, oh, this gotta be good. You gotta be good.
Called now.
Hitman and babysitter. He's a jack of all trades. That's great. All right. So, yeah, she's going to jail. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. Bro.